Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Skylar.
Ooh, pretty name. I love that name. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday, Skylar?
Well, I need to know if my boyfriend is cheating on me because I found condoms in his suitcase and we don't use them.
Oh, okay. So let's start with your boyfriend's name.
His name is Tim.
Okay, and how long have you guys been together?
3 years. We just had our 3-year anniversary.
Oh, wow. Congrats. Well, but maybe not, I guess. So tell me about the condoms.
Okay. All right. So Tim works for Co, which is a company that does data management, which sounds kind of boring, I know, but he gets to go on like a ton of trips for conferences and stuff. And sometimes he brings me with him, but this time I couldn't go.
Okay. So he's on a trip right now then.
Yeah. Sorry. So he's currently at a conference in Las Vegas, and this week is his birthday, and I felt really bad that I couldn't spend it with him. So I got a card and I put a $50 bill inside and said, here's some money for you to have after you lose everything on the craps table. Like, you know, like a cute little joke, but also a birthday card at the same time and like right. A little present.
Yeah. I mean, and who doesn't need an extra $50 in Vegas, right?
Right. Like couldn't go wrong, right? So the night before he left, he stayed at my place because I was dropping him off at the airport early. We could spend time together, and I see his packed suitcase, and I wanted to slip the card in there, but I didn't want it to be the first thing that he saw when he opened it. I wanted him to, like, be surprised when he found it, and I was also worried that if his bag got inspected at the airport, like, it might fall out, there might be issues, something like that. Yeah. Okay. So I'm digging through his suitcase, trying to find somewhere to hide this card, and I noticed this inside pocket. It was, like, perfect. So I unzip it, and that's when I find a whole bunch of condoms.
Right. And why would he need them if you aren't going with him this time on the trip?
Yeah, but even if I were going, like, we don't use them anyways. So it's like, you know, why do you need them, period, in the first place? Why do you even own them?
Oh, okay. All right. Devil's advocate here. Is there a chance that maybe they're really old? Like, maybe he put them in there years ago and just forgot about them. Maybe he never even uses, like, the inside pocket you chose and he just forgot they were in there.
I wish, but no, because I found his razor in there, his deodorant, his toothbrush. There was a ton of other stuff in the same pocket, and the condoms were on top of all of that stuff. So he literally, like, stuffed them in last after all his bathroom stuff.
God, with it being in Vegas, too, I hope he wasn't planning on, like, hiring some skanky call girl or, like, visiting a brothel or something like that.
I honestly don't think that's it. I really think that there's someone else, and I've kind of suspected for a while. I think it's somebody that he works with.
Oh, really? Okay. Do you know her name?
I don't know anything specific. It's just like, you know, when you have one of those gut feelings.
Okay. Now, so do you know if he traveled alone? Like, did he say, I got to take my assistant, Sasha McBoobs, with me this time or anything like that?
No, he said he was just going to go alone.
Okay. So you'd like to know who those condoms were meant for. Is he staying, I guess, at a hotel then, I take it, right?
Yeah, he's staying at the Palms.
Oh, wow. Right there on the strip?
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay. So what we can do is we can call his room, and then usually when we do this, we say something like, this is the front desk. A woman from this room called and asked for a new hair dryer. And at that point, he's either going to say, well, there's no woman in this room, or he's going to turn to the woman next to him in bed and go, hey, did you ask for a hair dryer? And if he does that, then you've got him. So either way, this will probably get you the answer you're looking for, okay?
Okay.
Now, the other thing we might have to consider here is, like, it's probably, well, it's like not even 5:30 in the morning in Vegas. So there's a possibility if we call him, he may not answer.
Well, are you calling his cell phone or are you actually calling the hotel room like line? The number?
We're calling the hotel room because we're going to pretend we're from the front desk.
Have you ever heard those phone rings in the room? They are super loud.
That's true. I forgot about it. Yeah. Okay. So he probably will answer. All right. Well, we're going to call him when we come back next.
Thank you for calling Palms Casino Resort and Spa. This call may be monitored or recorded. Please remain on the line for the first available hotel operator.
Thank you for calling Palms Casino Resort. My name is Janet. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach my coworker. He's actually staying at your hotel. His name is Tim. Last name is H-I-A. Can you just, can you connect me to his room?
Yes, absolutely. Before I connect you, would there be anything else that I could assist you with?
No, that's it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hello?
Good morning, Mr. This is the front desk. We were calling because a woman from your room had asked if we could send up a new hair dryer. I guess the one in your bathroom hasn't been working.
Hang on a second. Did you ask them to send up another hair dryer? Here, you talk to them.
Hello?
Yes, is this Mr. Hilda?
Yeah, it is. Who is this?
This is the front desk. We got a call from a woman in your room saying you needed a new hair dryer.
There's no woman in this room.
Okay, so did nobody asked for a new hair dryer then?
Do you need a new hair dryer? Don't yell at me. You're the one who takes 10 hours to get ready. No, we didn't order one.
Okay. Sorry about that. Is there anything else you or your guest need from us at the front desk?
Do we need anything else from the front desk? No, we're good. Just 3 more hours of sleep would be nice.
Okay. I'm really sorry to disturb you.
No problem.
Okay. So, Skylar, before I jump to any weird assumptions, I'm going to turn to you real quick. What was your interpretation of what we just heard there?
I have no idea.
Okay, because that was definitely a guy. Like, but he could be in one of those rooms with two beds, and maybe he's got, like, a buddy staying in his room with him?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll tell you what, do me a favor. Text him something like, hey, good morning, did you find my surprise gift? And then ask him, like, are you lonely in your room? Or something like that.
Well, I already know he found my gift because he texted me about it.
Okay. Okay. So text him this. Say, are you behaving yourself? Did you wake up alone this morning? And then, like, leave a winky face or something and then see what he writes back.
Okay.
Okay. But listen, stay on the line with us because I seriously want to know what he says.
Check this out. All
right. 8:32 here on the Z Morning Zoo on a Dirty Work Wednesday. Are you confused? Because I am. I don't want to say, I almost said we are, but Shaggy's convinced he knows.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on. Let's be sensitive here because.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We still have Skylar joining us.
Of course.
So let me get back to Skylar real quick. Let's handle this part of this. So, Skylar, you texted Tim, correct? Now, what exactly did you texted and did you say?
Okay, so I said, hey, I hope you're behaving yourself and woke up alone this morning with a little, like, winky face after it. And he wrote, don't worry, I'm being a good boy. So I wrote, did they give you your own room with a big bed or do you have to double up with somebody? And he wrote, my own room with my own bed.
Oh, okay. So that means what then?
I don't know.
Do you think we should call him back?
No, I think maybe I will do that on my own. I don't think that we need to call him again.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, if you change your mind, you know how to reach us, okay?
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. Okay.
A few things I want to get out of the way.
Sure, go ahead.
One is, a lot of people are going, what was the song? Because it was Waking Up in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that was
He's in Vegas.
That was Katy Perry. It was called Waking Up in Vegas. We woke him up in Vegas.
Two, the text that we're getting a lot of is that this was not a friend just staying in a room. If you listen to the way they talked to each other, they sounded like a relationship couple arguing about, you take 10 hours to get ready. And
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying it wasn't just like, if it's a friend, you're like, dude, do you need a hairdryer or not? Like, shut up.
Right,
go to bed.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Third thing is, you moron. You forgot to blank out his last name.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did?
Absolutely.
I could have sworn.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You definitely left the name in.
I'll have to go back and listen.
I'm not the only. No, don't go back. Oh, you can go back and listen.
Not on the air. Yeah.
I'm not the only one that caught it either, you genius.
You think it was a dude and dude thing going on?
Nick. This is the time I wish Ashley was here.
Yes. I know. If Ashley, you're right. If Ashley
were here. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. He packed condoms. They talked about getting ready. They're staying in the same room together.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Look back at it.
Oh, wow. You are the... this really was the next song that was supposed to play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.